Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's that? People, what's good, my people? What's good, my people? Yeah, yeah.
How you doing?
Radio show.
How y'all doing tonight?
All right. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Yes, already. Topic of the night. What made you change? Something made the change for the good, something made the change for the bad. I told my little girl that, you say, Daddy, just change for the good. We good, we good. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Hope y'all had a blessed day, man. Who want to start it out first, you heard me?
Well, I started off. What made me change for the good is, you know, I lost my mom, my stepmom. You know, I didn't listen and was hard-headed, you know, got involved in some things I shouldn't have been involved in, but everybody does it. But, you know, like, really what made me change is death, because so many of my family and loved ones around me, you know, that died, you know, when I wasn't around, or either there was things in life with me and my wife that, you know, we had been together for like 15 and a half years, but I was backwards and forwards in prison and stuff and left for out here for the peace for the hill. So I wanted to change for the building. When I was in prison, I made a vow to God, you know, and I told him, I say, Lord, this is the last time. If you let me out of this, you know, I'm gonna be there for my family and do for my family and change for the good, because, you know, I got to get home to my little girl and do what I got to do for them. So that's part of what made me change for the best. Man, what's up?
God's definitely thank you for the family. We can do our time. We got to thank for them. You know what I'm saying? That's real for them.
You're right.
I'm going to say what changed me is life experiences, period. But you go through ups and downs. It just made me wise to realize now that I got older, what to deal with and not to deal with, what to help myself.
Yep. You're right about that, Mama.
Hmm.
Okay, who getting out of a car?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's me.
Y'all know I'm finna bring the comedy out, so I hear the door dinging and everything.
No, everybody heard it. Everybody.
No, I'm literally just getting out of work.
So y'all saying it took me to say something, huh?
I'm getting out of the van and I'm trying to grab all my stuff and calling at the same time.
Multitask.
Yeah.
You talking about yeah?
Yep.
Hey, I got another call, but I'm gonna call y'all. I'm gonna call the line right back, y'all.
Bye, mama. Where is the keeper?
All right.
Bye, y'all. Just made that day, huh?
Yeah, I was waiting to be announced, so I was just listening.
Yep.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
Yeah. Good to hear.
Up on a Tuesday, man. Blessings going up on a Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm blessed, man. You know what made me change, man? You know, my mom telling me to go do this, don't do this. I did it anyway. And she died when I was in prison, man. You know, I came home. I started doing the same shit I was doing. I went back to prison. You know, I had two more kids, and you know, it started getting too many rats in the streets in the drug game. You couldn't sit. They got more rats than real niggas. You know what I'm saying? And you could fool the police, but you can't fool these rats. You know, call police out. They need. Saying, now, you know, I got attached to my kids and, you know, and my nieces and nephews. And, you know, somebody had to be a leader. Like, I used to talk to my nieces and nephews and my kids. You know, I used to break down crying. I say selling drugs is easy, you know, and all this fun is easy. It looks easy. You know what I'm saying? Well, don't sell itself. All you got to do is have it. But you got to worry about people breaking. People breaking in your house, you know, the police and all kind of shit, you know, so.
People running their mouth, all that.
Yeah, 2004, I just say, nah, man, I can't do it no more. You know, so I just chilled out. People say I fell off, I lost my mind and all this. But like I say, man, I don't worry about what nobody say. As long as I ain't in jail, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't you say that before, like last night, Too Clean, that you can't lose something unless you find it?
Yep.
Yeah, man. And you know, it's people be worried about trying to prove the wrong points to the wrong people, bro. Prove a point to yourself and God and your kids and your people that's close to you want to see you do better. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out there and try to fit in with everybody doing the negativity. Stand out, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you stand out, you might make them better. But if you keep doing the same shit that they doing, they going to still stay in the same circle. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to break the cycle. So you got to be strong to break the cycle, man. You know, I don't mind, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be strong, man. Like I always say, you know, I ain't better nobody, I ain't smart nobody. I just think different, and I think down the line, not just for the day or the moment. You know what I'm saying? For real, though.
Mm-hmm. You sure right about that?
What, Faith?
Oh,
up.
By the way, I'm back. Well, I would sit here and say, you know, I thought about the topic a lot today. And in my head, I was like, what made me change was my children. But I can't say that either because, I mean, people, we have kids and we still do the same things. You know, you have a child. Oh, well, I'm, you know, for my kids, I stopped doing a lot of stuff because I started having kids. When it sounds good when you say it, but if you actually sit back and as you grow up, you sit back and look at, you know, your life, that's not absolutely true because, you know, after you had your kids with the most females, all men still do. They still hit the club. They still, you know, do whatever they was doing. They might not do it as much, but they still doing, you know, those things. So you really didn't stop doing certain things for your children. Now, what I will say, what I did, what made me change is my children. I will say that. I didn't change when I first started having them because I was still hitting the clubs 3 and 4 times a week. I mean, that was just what I did. But as I got older, as my children got older, you know, I started realizing, you know, they're starting to you know, I'm their footprint. What they see me do, they're gonna follow in my footsteps. So I mean, if I'm hitting the club, you know, going out doing this, doing that, as my kids get older, when they have kids, what they gonna do? They gonna do the same thing? Or I can just throw the kids off to mama, she can babysit, you know, boom. That's what I did, and I can't get mad at them for it because that's the path that I showed them. So you know, what I will say is, as my children got older, my children changed me in a sense to say, okay, do you want to keep doing this and, you know, bring that same pattern to your children that they're going to follow to their children? And I can honestly say I'm blessed because I have kids and I was hitting the clubs, but none of my kids hit the club. Some of my kids have kids. They don't ask me to babysit to go to the club. They, mama, can you watch the kids so I can go to work, you know? So my children growing up and me realizing that I'm a footprint and that, you know, that I'm what they reflect on in their life, and what I reflect on to them is what they reflect on to their children, which is my grandchildren, that made me change.
Yeah.
That made me change. Exactly. So I thank the man above for giving me children, because my children are what, they became my learning lesson. I learned from my children, actually. I learned from them. A lot of parents say, oh, my kids learn from me. I lead by example, true. But if you're a real parent, your children teach you something every day without you even realizing it. Your kids teach you something every day. And I sit back and watch my kids. I'm like, well, dang, I you know, I can do that, you know. I used to be rude. I mean, I was a rude person. I was still a little rude, but I was a rude person. And I sit back and see my kids, you know, something that somebody would have did, you know, cut me off in line in the store, you know. I'd have cut somebody out. But, you know, my kids, you know, somebody cut them in line, you know, they'd be like, you know, well, you know, go ahead. They probably got somewhere they got to go that's more important than me. And they, you know, bow down to somebody cutting them in line, and I'm like, baby, no, we was here first. But my children taught me, mama, patience is a virtue. Let them people go. Yeah. God got you standing in this spot for a reason. God let them people cut you for a reason, because you don't know. They probably get out the store, take off in a rush, end up somewhere in a car accident or something. That could have been me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to humble myself. You got to humble yourself. Yeah. So you surround yourself by the right people. And a lot of, not only did my kids change me, people that I associate myself with, they change me. They're changing me for the better every day, today, in 10 minutes. Right. Somebody might say something on this phone that's going to change me for the better. So I'm still a work in progress. I don't know if everybody else thinks like that, but I'm still a work in progress. I still got plenty of things I can change. And everybody on this phone can be done something that's going to make me change something that I do tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Growth is knowledge.
I think you're absolutely right. I think every single one of us on the face of this planet is a work in progress. We are not a finished product. We are still growing. We are still learning. We are still adapting. We are still rising above the person that we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that boils down to one of the reasons we get caught up in the fear of change and the fear of the unknown is because we see that future self, and it scares us a little bit because we don't entirely know what we're going to be or who we're going to be, and it makes us a little timid and scared to just jump in the lake and just dive into those new opportunities and those new things. It's our own fears that's why, boss lady, you had posted something earlier today on Facebook that I really, really liked about fear. And, like, I really think that fear can be a huge motivator and demotivator in life.
Fear and worry is what holds a lot of people back. And if you like, I mean, the video that I seen on Facebook, she was talking about, you know, her fear in life where she, you know, she's, I guess, a new actress or an upcoming actress or whatever. And she, you know, 15 years she's been scared to get on a plane. She's petrified of planes. She's never got on a plane. But one day she was like, okay, you know, God is in control. I'm not in control of riding on this plane. If it's going to happen, you know, it's God's will. So she got on that plane and she went to London with her husband. And as soon as she got to London, boom, she got a job working for, I don't know if y'all watched the new TV series, Lethal Weapon.
I haven't watched it yet, but I heard.
Okay, well, the black woman on there, the wife on there, she's the woman that, you know, was talking about it. She was like, she's scared of planes. And she got on there and ended up with a job working for, you know, and she's in television now. And, you know, when she said and I was thinking about it, you know, and I sat back and thought about it, it's true. It's not just for being scared to ride a plane, you know. It's being afraid of certain anything in life. If you're afraid of, if you let that fear and that worry hold you back, you're blocking your blessing. Because you never know, just say, okay, I'm going to do this, and you do it. You never know what's on the other side of that door that's waiting to bless you, but you've been blocking this blessing for so long because you're afraid to just open that door and go through it.
The only way to overcome that fear is to just go through it.
Yeah.
And just go in wholeheartedly and head first. I got a story about that, how I overcome my fear of the camera. Okay. For most of my life, I've always kind of had this fear of being in front of a camera, people taking my picture. Well, about 3 years ago, me and my brother Russ, we were at his birthday party, and it was about 2:30 in the morning. We had been drinking, and like his stepdad was, his sister had challenged his stepdad to get out the slip and slide and go down it, you know, in the middle of the summer at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm the type of person, if somebody does something, I'm not going to let them do it alone. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'll do it with you, man. And so it started off his stepdad and me and then Russ. And then before you know it, my daughter even got involved. So we had a bunch of people. And so his stepdad goes through the slip and slide. No problem. Everybody's cheering. Everything's great. Well, then it's my turn. And then all of a sudden I see like two or three people bust out their cameras. And I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, here comes the cameras. Here comes the cameras. And then something just snapped inside me. Maybe it was the whiskey. Maybe all the whiskey I had that night, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was that. But I just, something snapped in my brain. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of being scared of the cameras, I looked at everyone and I'm like, everybody, break out your cameras. Everybody, put your cameras on me. I'm about to give you a show, baby. And that's when the real Spike Von Shadow was born. That's when I'm like, you know what? You got a camera? Put that on me because I'm about to give you a show. And I went down that slip and slide like about a million miles an hour.
So we have to thank the slip and slide for knowing you and getting
it. I know, right?
I feel like we all need to put together and buy a slip and slide and just, you know, dedicate a show to slip and slide.
Exactly. Like, you get out some alcohol and you go down a slip and slide at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and that is the funnest time you will ever have.
Oh, my gosh.
I just tried it.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. I'm going to have a slip and slide party.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But, like, that was how I had, what?
That's how I next event, beach party.
That's what I'm talking about.
Put a slip and slide in the middle of the club.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It would change the game, I'm telling you. especially after you've been drinking. If you've been drinking most of the night and your body's warm and everything, you get that nice, cool, refreshing water on you, and you're like, yeah, let's keep drinking. Let's go for another 3-4 hours, baby. Yeah.
If you're doing anything around Mr. By Any Means Necessary, you will be on film because he keeps his camera ready at all times.
Sure do. I'll be coming back.
Keep that camera ready.
Me and Miss By Any Means.
Keep that camera ready.
If you're around me, you should have your camera ready because I'm always about to do something to make somebody smile.
So y'all, check it out. I seen this thing where Michael Jordan had on his post, right? He said he could expect failure, but he can't respect, you know what I'm saying, not trying.
So
I used to make this post right here. I say, take risk. So when you take risk, if you lose, you'll be wise. But if you win, mm-hmm. you'll be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You only fail at things in life if you stop trying. The reason why we fail in life, the reason why we lose, is so what we can learn to win next time.
Exactly.
So we can gather ourselves, look at what we did wrong, and say, you know what? I'm going to do it right next time, and I'm going to take it up and do it 10 times better than I did it last time. And I know I will win next time.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And also, when you lose at something, it teaches us where we're at and how close that we are to that.
True.
And the next time, you'll do it bigger and better than you did it before. And then you'll be like, wow, look at how I grew. And some of the biggest athletes, some of the biggest people in life have had setbacks before they accomplished their grand masterpiece or some grand piece of music or art or whatever they're famous for. They usually had a few failures before hitting the big time.
Yep,
you got a crowd for you all.
All right.
Failure is a part of success.
Comeback.
Well, I guess I got to let my grandbaby know next time I come over there, I'm going to get on the trampoline. Damn.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm scared of trampolines. I'm afraid I'm going to break my neck, break a leg. You know, I'm kind of old. You know, get up there and they bouncing a toe break. I'm out of commission. I'll be scared. So now I got to go next time and be like, Grandma, not scared. Grandma, I'm going to get on the trampoline with y'all. Now, if I call one of y'all in a neck brace, all y'all going to get it.
Oh, man.
I'm on this phone. I'm blaming everybody on this phone because y'all told me to be not fear.
Overcame your fear.
And Joanna, you better be at the hospital with me.
I will hold your hand.
Dang it. Spike, if I end up in a neck brace, it's your fault.
Whose fault? My fault?
I'm telling y'all, do it safe now. If you're going to be jumping on a trampoline, make sure if you're a first-time flyer or if you're a first-time jumper, make sure you put some pillows around the outside of that trampoline just in case you fly off. Maybe if you got some, like, mattresses. I don't know. Maybe you got some old mattresses, maybe in the garage, maybe in the pole barn, whatever, and put them out there. You know, and who knows? You might fall off that trampoline and you bounce on that mattress and then you land back on your feet. I'm just saying. Like, safety first.
I said, hit the button again, my bad.
I think I'm just going to crawl. I'm going to start the baby steps. I'm going to crawl on there and sit on it and let them jump around and be like, oh, this
and
is fun.
Yeah, let them bounce.
Yeah. Hope they don't bounce my ass on the ground.
Just sit in the middle while they bouncing.
My grandbabies are very athletic. They might bounce me straight over the daggone what you call that thing around it, the little net.
You need to get that net that goes around there.
Oh, they have a net around it, but my grandbabies are very active. They might bounce me straight over that net.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta watch them. One of them a cheerleader. Gotta watch her. She might be trying to get insurance money on me.
You better watch it. She might land on a star or something. She might be bouncing up in the bouncing on that. And she, next thing you go, be like, "All right, grandbaby, I'll see you on the star." And she's like, Granny, I'm way up here on the star now." I'll be like, "Come back down." You start to scare me.
Captain, why are you so quiet?
Because I seen somebody else had called, but I guess they were listening. I guess they hung up or whatever.
No, I'm still here.
Because I know which one you tried to call me.
He just said no, she's still here.
Tell him who
you
are.
Oh, well, speak up. Hello,
tell
how are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
This is Nameless Beyond Measure Stewart. Miss By Enemy.
Oh, hey, Name. Miss By Enemy is necessary. Hey, boo.
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We don't have no sense.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I love Medea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ready for Halloween or? What you gonna dress up for Halloween, Faith?
Myself. Cause see what had happened was on payday ain't till after, you know, the holiday. So I can't go get me no Halloween costume. So therefore, I will be coming as Boss Lady.
Hey, have you ever noticed that when someone starts a conversation with, well, what had happened was, like,
exactly.
You just know. You just come out of buffet yourself. It's like going on a roller coaster. Be like, make sure that you better make sure that you're strapped in, you got your seatbelt fastened, because it's about you're about to go up and down a few times.
Especially if I say to you what had happened was, when you hear me say that, y'all didn't know it's a story behind it and it's not good.
My brother does that to me all the time. I'll be talking to him and he'll be like, well, what happened was, and I'll be like, oh, here we go. Brace for impact.
Now, if y'all want to do another Halloween party after the first, I'm in there.
Right in mind.
Wow. Are you serious?
So we can call it the post Halloween party.
Halloween party for my book too, baby.
I don't know. I'm thinking about going as Too Clean for Halloween. I don't know.
Yes.
You might have a boss outfit. You gonna win.
I'm gonna get my cool glasses that match my shirt like Too Clean's old guy.
Yeah. You know what? That's what I'm going in. I'm gonna give me a pair of shades. I'm gonna be Too Clean. That's what I'm gonna be Halloween.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get the matching shirt that says it is what it is, and it's gonna be the same color as the glasses.
You got to get the green one, though, okay, because that's his favorite color. So you got to go put the green glare.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get me some Nike Airs with the same color, that same green.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get those.
Oh, you're going to win. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm going to try to win me some Halloween costumes.
Hey, don't forget your chain with the number 2 on it.
Yep, I got to get that, too.
Spike, it will be there. Yeah, what's up? Hey, we're so proud. I put that microphone on you. You help Boss Lady host, man.
Yes. I'm going to need help because, you know, I'm a little microphone shy. And y'all don't get nobody get their mind in the gut. I'm talking about with the microphone and that you put in your hand and you talk on in the club, that kind of microphone.
Because we
know that couple of dirty minded people on this phone.
We know you got the other kind shy.
That is not this topic tonight.
There isn't. But we do
my
know
bad,
you are
my
not
bad.
The other one shy.
I had to clarify that because I just felt Spike was going to say something when I said,
I
felt Spike coming with something.
Hey, I can't help it. I'm a man. You know, it's like Too Clean says, hey, you know, hey, God made us. We going to sin. It's going to happen, you know, hey.
Yay. That's what it's for. They go back to the topic of, you know, a couple of weeks ago, what that mouth do.
Yep.
That's all right, because, you know, I'm going to have help with the, you know, I'm going to have help that night, because I'm going to have, you know, 2CG, you know, helping me represent. I'm going to leave it like that, you know.
It's like Too Clean always says, you know, he didn't make us to kill, he didn't make us to steal, but, you know, he did make us to make some goddamn babies.
Okay,
God,
I made seven.
Ain't that right, Too Clean?
What's his favorite God thing? Made God free. Made free.
I ain't no mama.
Hey, I'm working on my Too Clean impression for Halloween, so that I have an authenticity to my character.
Okay, we want to hear. Give us one. Let us hear something.
Hey, you know, God didn't make us to steal or kill or anything, but he didn't make us to make some goddamn babies. Goddamn.
Nope, he nailed it.
You heard.
Too Clean. You might want to watch it. They're going to thank you all. You the imposter. You better watch it. We're going to take over.
Get a dance part, though. You heard.
Oh, what happened? You heard.
Get a dance part. You
got to throw that in there, too.
And you got to throw it, you know I'm talking about, in there, too. Got to throw I know I'm talking about in there.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be the fingers. Be the thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be that thumb.
What is that? Yeah. You hold your hand out.
Hey, you don't want to be them fingers, because if you them fingers, you know, they all the same. You got to be that thumb. You got to be doing your own thing, going in your own direction.
You got to stand out.
You heard.
No, I'm talking about.
I'm a constant character. I'm always changing, growing. Hey, how was my impression? Too clean? Am I getting closer? Or was it really bad?
What? Tell me?
How was my yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're good, man. You in there, man. You already know.
I'm going to keep working on it, though. I want to get it perfect. And I know I'm like maybe like 70% there. I know I got to keep working at it. But I'm going to get it. I'm going to get
it. 70%.
It's like taking on a role, right? It's like being an actor and taking on a role. You know, you got to do thorough research and make sure your mannerisms right, your tone is right. You know, you got to make sure you get into character. You know,
I think that's what I'm gonna throw in at the birthday party. I'm gonna throw in our best Too Clean impersonating contest. Yeah,
make sure,
I think I'm gonna throw
gotta
in.
Make sure y'all gotta make sure y'all get the laugh.
Remember, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
You got that Eddie Murphy laugh, so you got to get the
Eddie
Murphy laugh.
Yes, he do. You
got to
get the Eddie Murphy laugh on.
There you go. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm dead over here.
What is that? Like I made a post today. Message people love to laugh on negativity. We just always happy because we just inspire, just motivate people. You know what I'm saying? That's what we happy for.
Exactly.
We're on gospel. Real.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, hey, why would money at that party, man? I ain't gonna lie, son. You're a clown like a motherfucker. I think why
there's two.
Video, how you point to one side. Hey, what are you doing over there? You trying to my goddamn ice box.
you motivate me every day, Too Clean.
For real.
Hey, what's up? You do the same, fam. You hear me? For real, bro.
Yeah. Ever since I met you, like, yeah, I'm motivated every day. I'm feeling good, and I love being on here every night, and I love meeting all the different new people that we got coming on, and especially on Facebook. Like, this is like one big awesome roller coaster ride, and I'm just glad to be on it.
Roller coaster ride.
I feel you on this. Right, I enjoyed
too. And I really wish I could come to your birthday party. I really wish I could.
Oh yeah, that's a business, man. We gonna be all right. You feel? Hope God bless me to see 44 more years. You hear me? We'll catch one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
2CG in the house. Why you ain't speaking this by any means necessary?
Like,
in his book?
Yeah, we both were doing homework.
You wasn't being in this conversation.
That's what I'm talking about. Do homework and still support your team. That's what I'm talking about. That's motivation right there. Homework, why you motivate your team? Hallelujah.
Yeah, when you started talking about the field boss later, I was thinking about it was why I kept saying, I'm going to go back to school, I'm going to go back to school, but I had that fear of going back to school. And working, so I was like, I'm not going back to school. And then finally I took it up on myself and was like, okay, I'm going back.
And that's what's up.
There you go.
You're going to school and got over that fear, so now your blessings will not be blocked.
Get it, baby. Get it.
Learn more, man. You know what I'm saying? Never too late. Keep going. Better late than never. Fight.
A woman that raised me up, so my mama died. She just recently died of cancer. And, you know, she went to school to be a medical physician. Mm-hmm. And she was like 53 when she went back to school and stuff. And she got her degree and everything. And, you know, that was part of my motivation, too. You know, I call her mama, you know what I'm saying? That was my third angel. You know, a lot of people weren't blessed like me to have five mamas. I had five mamas. I was blessed to have five mamas. I guess God thought I needed them the most, you know, when I lost my real mama.
Mm-hmm.
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 Anybody can call in and talk to me. Well, hold on one second, y'all, because somebody got an excuse on why they don't shake your head, no. I'm going to let Too Clean know you're sitting shaking your head, no. Yes, say
well,
something. Hold on. He'll be shaking his head, no, like he's scared to fess up.
Whoa,
brother.
Say
your name.
What's
up, bro? This is David.
What's good, homie? Good to see you back.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling, big brother.
2CG, quit cut all that laughing out.
Yeah, what's good, fam? I'm glad to
man,
see
I'm
you back in there.
I am going to laugh.
Everything good with you?
Oh, yeah, man. We just, you know, passing these positive vibes on this phone, man, on this radio thing. You know what I'm talking about? Trying to reach out to the world, man. You know?
We going worldwide, baby. Worldwide.
Keep
okay,
doing your thing, big brother.
No. And I'm going to walk the microphone.
You know I'm supporting you, you hear me?
Not ready to stay with me.
Yeah.
My bad. I went back in the name when y'all said that.
We support each other.
They
yes,
won,
sir.
You know
what I'm talking about?
Like Spike.
Yeah, what's up?
They won. She been number love, you know.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Why you gotta say no one's album?
Call William on 3. Okay? He's trying to get in line for us. You heard me, Spike?
What's up?
Call William right quick on the 3-way, man. Let him get in on your system. We're trying to call in line for us.
Will's trying to call in?
Yeah, call him on quick, please.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, I'm trying.
All right.
Is he trying to call in, or do you want me to call him?
No, he wants you to call him.
He's trying, but he can't get in.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you want me to call him and then add him to the conversation that way, right?
Yeah, call him 3-way.
Yeah, I got you. Hold on.
Yeah. Not in the sexual terms, Spike. Just call him on the phone 3-way.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all riding the roller coaster. I'm riding the roller coaster with y'all.
Come to the club Friday, because you ain't going to be leaving if people want me to write their name on the chalk truck and stuff.
Dude, everybody love that chalk truck. I had people spotted at Circle K today.
What? That chalk truck is a really cool idea.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything like that before.
You say you had people fighting at Circle K today.
What?
I thought he said they had people fighting at Circle K today. I was like, what? Where did it come from?
Oh, it was in my truck.
Oh.
They're fighting to be able to find that chalk truck.
Stay too close. Clown.
Yes,
too clown, where you at, man?
Right here.
Clown. Hey, go ahead and speak.
Can you hear me, Queen?
Man, we'll make life for the better, man. You heard me?
No, now I can.
Yeah, what made you change your life for the better, man? We're going to get on that topic. We got like 5 minutes left, man.
Well, man, what made me change my life for the better is the fact that I seen I was going down the same downward spiral as a lot of my friends. I was ending up the same streets as them, and I knew I could equal so much better in life if I focused my energy to be positive and keep my grind going to get better. And it's just been, you know, good. It's been a struggle, but it's definitely got my life turned around, and it was a good thing. I didn't want to end up in the streets like all my friends are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd like to add something real quick. What made me change my life around was about 3.5-4 years ago. I really wasn't eating healthy, and I wasn't really being good to my body. And I ended up hurting my back. And I just remember, like, laying up for, like, 3 or 4 days in so much pain, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, I'm not being good to my body. I'm not being good to myself. And it was just when I came out of that, like, I don't know, like, during that time, I found God and I found myself. And I started realizing that I have to treat myself better.
Yeah.
And mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And, you know, for the longest time, like, I treat people better than I treat myself. And I wasn't being good to myself. And that was when I had to learn that I got to love myself and take care of myself better in order to be able to take care of others.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
I did want to say one thing before the phone hang up. I did want to tell everybody, thank y'all so much for the prayers, the inboxes, the text messages, the phone calls when I was in the hospital last week. And thanks for the continuing phone calls, the text messages, and inbox, checking on me every day, daily, to make sure I'm okay. I want to tell y'all, thank y'all.
You're welcome.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
We family, baby.
I mean, I smile and laugh about everything, but, I mean, I'm in pain every day. I have no cartilage in my spine, so I'm in constant pain daily. But reading the posts, reading the messages.
I got that in my knees.
That, you know, they get me through the day knowing that there are people out there that don't even know me that are concerned and care. So I love all of y'all, point blank, period.
Oh, we love you, point blank, period.
Y'all
can
never
love
me. I'm a storm.
Hey, we're going to keep praying for you. We're going to keep motivating you. And we're going to keep being positive for you. Keep it up and keep grinding, baby.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Had to get that out.
Before we leave, I want to shout out to Bella and shout out to Leola. You know what I'm saying? So he was supposed to be on the line, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he told me that he's going to be on the line.
Always, I do every time. Shout out to Bella. And y'all, you know, hey, y'all boy in Facebook
Bella
jail
baby.
Right now, so we got to put together, you know, get the bond money up, get him out of Facebook jail, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, he wrote me and he's like, hey, I'm in jail. Oh, well, you know what? I got on Facebook, let the team know, hey, we got one on in jail. We got to get him out.
We need to get him that Monopoly get out of jail free card.
For real, he's been in jail 3 times in the last week.
Yeah, we need to hit that community chest or that chance card. One of the two.
Okay.
One minute, y'all. I'm so glad.
I want to give a shout out to everybody on Facebook, everybody around the world. I love y'all, and you know I love everyone here at Team 200. Like y'all motivate me and keep me going every day.
We love you back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love well, is everybody, man. And, you know. Keep God first, have faith, dream big, work hard, never quit, man. We're going to be all right. Get blessed when you
Amen.
Bless others. Don't you feel me? Straight up, man.
Yeah.
Y'all know we finna put online, let this shit go worldwide right quick. You feel me? On count three, man, yeah. Team 200. One, two, Team 200,
Team 200.
200.
We got a superhero in the house.